Hello everyone and welcome to the Monetary Metals YouTube channel. My name is Dixon Buchanan. I'm the Vice President of Marketing for Monetary Metals, and I am joined today with a very special guest, Dustin Heiner. Dustin is a real estate expert and also a client of Monetary Metals, and we're very glad to have him on the show today to talk about his experience becoming a real estate investor and also his experience investing in precious metals and how he came to join the Monetary Metals as a client. So Dustin, why don't you start by just telling your story? You've got a really interesting story. Tell us how you became successfully unemployed.
Yeah. Thanks, Dixon, for having me on. I absolutely love being successfully unemployed. And when I say that, that means I found a way to provide for myself and my family without working that dead end job, that just over broke job. And so with that, it started with real estate investing. But I also love how you and I connected because of gold and silver. So I love owning tangible things, things that I could hold on to, like crypto. I can't really hold on to, you know, physically, but gold, silver, guns, ammo, like that's commodity. Like you, people buy those and sell those. Real estate too is amazing for asset preservation, just like gold and silver, but you also make cash flow just like with Monetary Metals. So I love investing with Monetary Metals.
I do want to transition to, you know, to real estate as an asset class. I mean, here in the United States, and not just the United States, but even across the world, real estate has been a primary, you know, wealth building vehicle for so many people. And, you know, you can get into like a bunch of different reasons as to why that is, you know, the advent of mortgages, the 30-year mortgages. Certainly there's a lot of like financial incentives that have propelled, you know, that asset class, you know, to where it is today. But, you know, we'll set those aside for the moment. Let's just stick to like your, you know, your take on real estate as an asset class. Why do you like it? You know, what do you look for when you're buying a property, like when you know, and you can take us back to those early years, but even today, I'd love to hear, what is it about real estate that is attractive to you from a wealth building standpoint?
When you're investing in real estate, it's not about the property. It's not about how much money you can rent it for and all that sort of stuff. The first thing that we have to do is build the business. And I'll give you a quick example of what that looks like. If you're going to start a convenience store, you know, convenience store, candy bars, soda machines, all that sort of stuff. Well, you're not going to sign a lease on a location, open the doors and set a box of candy bars in on the ground. Now, you wouldn't do that. You go out of business in 2 seconds. But what you would do is you would build the business, get the gondolas, those shelving units that all the candy bars go on, the countertops, cold storage, bank accounts, cash registers, insurance, employees, everything in the business before you buy any inventory. Same thing with real estate investing. We build the entire business, and then our properties, that is our inventory that we put into the business. The gurus tell you the opposite. They say buy the property and then figure everything out, which is the wrong way to do it. The right way is to actually build the business, find the right property managers, contractors, plumbers, roofers, home inspectors, insurance agents, mortgage brokers, realtors, all these people that are experts on the ground. See, we invest, Master Passive Income is my company where I invest everywhere and I teach people how to invest, but we invest all over the country. In fact, I invest in Arizona, Ohio, Texas, and Missouri. I invest in all these different states, but I hire the experts in these areas. So when you're thinking about, actually, let me give you one more thing. So in building the business, you're gonna have the experts first. The other second part of teaching you how to drive before I give you the keys of Ferrari is we make money every single month. Let's give you an example. If you're going to buy a candy bar for a dollar and you can sell it for $2, well, that's the best way to do it. Let me say it this way. If you can buy it for $2 and sell it for a dollar, would you start that business? No, you wouldn't, because you'd be losing money, right? You'd be losing a dollar every single time. With real estate investing, some people, it's sad, but they teach just invest for appreciation. That's not the way we invest. We invest for cash flow every single month. So now here's the better way to explain it. Instead of selling or buying a candy bar for $2, selling it for a dollar, losing money, why would you do that? You would not. Same thing with real estate investing. If you can buy a candy bar for 50 cents and then sell it for a dollar, and you knew without a shadow of a doubt you could do it all day, every day, you're like, why would I not just buy as many candy bars and sell as many as possible? Now, here's the great thing about it. That's what we do. So monthly, we make money every single month. But the other thing on top of that, what if you'd even have the 50 cents to buy the candy bar? Well, what if it costs you 25 cents to borrow 50 cents? Then you're out of pocket 75 cents, and then you can sell the candy bar for a dollar. Then you're making 25 cents every single time you sell a candy bar. You look for as much money you can borrow. That's what we do with real estate investing. We build a business first, number one. Number two, we hire the experts in the area that's going to run the business. They're experts. Zillow's not an expert. Redfin, Trulia, like all those, they're not experts. There's databases. We hire people on the ground. Then we do not buy a property unless we make money in passive income every single month, with is the add up all your expenses, and then you deduct that from your rent, and that is your passive income. And my suggestion, a minimum of $250. I've been investing since 2006. I have 30 plus properties now. Most of them are paid off free and clear, which is a blessing. But 250 was a minimum back then. Now I'm getting $500, $600, $700, $800 a month in passive income or more from every single one of these properties. So
how did you get, you know, how did you get into gold and silver? What's the genesis story there? You know, was that before investing in real estate? Was that after? Like, tell us that, you know, tell us how you got into that.
It was definitely after. So I love preserving my wealth for my future generations. In fact, the 30 plus properties at home, the hotels that I own, everything, I'm literally going to give these properties to my kids. So it's generational wealth. Same thing with my gold and silver. I personally don't want to buy and sell gold. Like, I buy here and then sell here. I'm not doing it for appreciation.
It's a long-term, like permanent allocation in the portfolio. Yeah.
Preserving my value of the money that I worked hard to earn, to make. Earning is where you're working, active income. Making is when you're getting passive income, so the businesses. But so I love that I preserved my assets, preserved my wealth in gold. So real estate is where I make my money, and then that's where I keep my money. But at the same time, I know that eventually, like, if everything goes really, really bad and civil war, whatever, like if everything goes really horribly, I can't eat my house. Like if nobody wants to rent it, like if literally money stops everything, then I can't eat that. But gold and silver, I can trade my gold into silver. I can use my silver to buy bread. So I want to make sure that, and I'm not the big fan of the word diversification. And I like what Warren Buffett said. Only people that diversify are the ones that don't know what they're doing. I know state. I know guns and ammo, and I know gold and silver. So those are the ones that I do. But at the same time, I don't need to know that much about gold and silver. I just need to know that that is the value. That is the value. Like money is nothing. Like dollars is nothing. It's fiat. It's fake. It's just, you know, pretend money. What is value? Gold and silver is value. So real estate is where I make my money. Gold and silver is where I put a part of my assets inside there to preserve it for future generations.
I don't have anything to add to that, because I think that's pretty much it.
I'll add one thing. So I'm the type that I own gold, obviously gold and silver. But if I'm going to hold it, I do not want to store it at a place and just pay storage fees and just you know, have them and just trust that they're going to do it. So when I started talking to you, I was really skeptical. I asked a lot of questions when you and I first started talking.
Yeah.
Because I was like, because I own some gold and silver. I was like, why would I give it to you? And not have like physical, I can't just go into my safe and grab it, because I love having, I can physically get it. And then as you and I are talking, you were like, okay, well, Dustin, how about this? Not 100% of your gold. Like, don't put all your gold here. You want to make sure, because that's, you want to make sure you have access to it right away. But it's a portion of your allocation of gold and silver, and that you're also making money in passive income. And then when you said that, I was like, light bulb, I love passive income. In fact, my podcast is Master Passive Income. When I bought one property, I made money every single month. I didn't do anything else. I felt like I mastered passive income. So I try to help other people to master passive income, teaching them how to do it. But with that, when you said passive income and gold, I was like, this is, sounds like a good idea. So that worked out really well for me.
That's great. Yeah. I it's funny, because when I think about you and how we met, and even when I think about real estate, I feel like there's a lot of similarities with what we're doing at Monetary Metals to what your kind of cookie cutter real estate investment is like, right? You've got a hard asset, something you physically own. It's not in the stock market. It's not financialized. Sure, you might have a mortgage, but it's much more, I guess, approachable for your, you know, your average investor. And it's something you own outright. You can go touch it. You can go, you know, visit it. And you get two things primarily. I know you mentioned six, but if we were to kind of essentialize or boil it down, price appreciation and income, right? And yeah, I mean, for a long time, gold was just the price appreciation part, which is really just another way of saying the dollar losing value. And the dollar was defined in a specific weight of gold. Then there were lots of political shenanigans that got us to where we are today. And now gold, literally, as of this week, as of this recording, is making new all-time highs, which is the same as saying the dollar's making all-time lows against gold. So, but yeah, one downside to real estate is that cash flow you're earning in a fiat currency that loses value. The ability to earn passive income in gold, in an asset that's inflation proof, you know, that maintains and increases in value over time. Obviously, I think it's a game changer. I'm working for the company, but I mean, I think
it totally is. But here, I'll quickly add to it: it's literally storing the value of your hard-earned money, or what you put out, and it's storing it because that is the value. When you think of well, how much is it worth? No. Gold is what everything is worth. So everything is based off of gold.
It's the standard. It's the measurement. Yeah.
And it's for the history of the world. I mean, I read the Bible multiple times a day. And as I read the Bible, literally gold and silver is like it. That is it. If you go to the history of the world, and here's the great thing. People say, well, you know, how are you going to buy bread with silver? I'm like, there has always, also for the history of the world, been money changers. In fact, Jesus turned over tables in a synagogue because they were money changers. There will always be money changers. So for me, it's that is the value. That not just the store value, that is the value, is the gold and silver. Now, what I suggest for anybody listening to this, and this is what I do, just every month, just allocate just a little bit more money into gold and silver assets that's going to be socked away. For me, worst case scenario, if I need the money to feed from my family, I could sell it and feed my family. Best case scenario, I just give it to my kids. When 30 years from now, when my kids are my age, my goodness, I have no idea. It's going to be worth a lot more than it is now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like that's something that used to be so commonplace, so normal in the previous generations. But today, it's a, you know, there's the YOLO, you know, you only live once. There's just this idea of saving for the future. Not even just the future generations, but just saving for your own future, right? For retirement
has become
so much more difficult. And also not just more difficult, it's kind of out of fashion. It's unpopular, right?
Live on credit. It's live on credit, get instant gratification. What I'm teaching my kids and helping people as best I can through the podcast, the YouTube, all that sort of stuff is delayed gratification. What we do is it's hard work to invest in real estate. It's not easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it. But what we do is we have delayed gratification, putting off for the future so many better things than what we can get right now.
That's right. Saving, my favorite definition of saving is foregoing consumption today in favor of consumption in the future, right? That's how it works. Well, we're almost out of time. I want to just very briefly going back to, because there's something I want to revisit that I think is really important about what you said about when you first heard of Monetary Metals and how you became a client, which was, you know, you don't have to put all your gold and silver into Monetary Metals. That's something I've said to you. That's something I've said to many, many clients before. Put us back in your mindset there. Like, what was it that kind of got you over that hump? Because you're right. It's new, this idea of earning interest on gold. Most people, when they hear it, it's the first time they've ever heard it. So, you know, help whoever's going to listen to this video kind of understand your thought process around that and how you kind of got comfortable being a client.
I asked you so many questions. Like I asked you so many questions that I can't even remember all of them. There were so many, because as we were talking, and I've done as best I can to try to educate myself on gold and silver and assets and all that sort of stuff, and what could happen, what can happen, all that sort of stuff. A biggest thing for me was knowing that I would get a return and not lose my money. So I teach my students how to actually get other people to invest in their real estate deals. Earlier on, I said, I've even bought properties with none of my own money, which is infinite return, which is great, which I teach my students. And same thing with what I teach my students when they're trying to get other people to invest in private money lenders and, you know, family, sure, friends, yeah, and family. The first thing that every person who wants to make money on their money is, it's not how much money they'll make. It's, will I lose my money? That's the first. They don't want to lose money. That was my
yeah. I need return of principal first before return on principal.
Absolutely. I don't want to lose my money. That's number one. Will I ever lose my money? Will I be concerned about that? You help me dissuade those fears because of, really good. So everybody, if you're listening to this, you need those answers, questions, answers, talk to Dixon, talk to his team over there. Terrific. He really helped me out. Everybody else there helped me out a lot. So number one, I was much more comfortable after hearing everything you shared. Facility, you have everything. You guys have everything taken care of. So that's number one. But then number two, how I will make a return. Not just how much return, but like how it is I'm
making. The mechanics, yeah, how it works. Yeah.
Exactly, because I don't want to be in a Ponzi scheme where it's, you need to keep turning in and out. I didn't want that. I wanted to learn the business model. And when I learned both of those, that my gold's going to be protected, number one. And number two, I'm going to be able to make a return because of the business that you guys have. Like, I really like this. Okay, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense that this jewelry maker needs gold, but they don't want to fork out, let's say $800,000 or, millions of dollars just to buy the gold to make it. That's brilliant. They would pay out. I would pay interest just so I didn't have to have all that capital outlay. So I saw the business model, concerned about my gold being lost. Check, done. Didn't need to worry about that. And then making money in the business. Yes, all that combined.
Beautiful. Well, we met at a conference and we're about to meet again at another conference, but not just any conference. It's your conference. It's your real estate conference. Tell us a little bit about it. I think it's beginning next week. What's RubeCon? What's, give us the pitch. Why should someone show up at RubeCon next week?
My goodness. So my conference is called the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, and it's different, I believe, than any other real estate investor conference out there. And here's the main big difference. There's two. The first one is it's a community of people. It's a community. It's just my students, my friends, my other real estate investing podcasters, influencers that have real students. It's a community of people coming together. But because of that, this is the biggest difference. Most real estate investor conferences, it's hype and sales pitch from the stage, and they say, run to the back, just like I got sucked in. Every time, if you go to any real estate investor conference, it's going to be this. It literally will. You might get one or two that are not, but mine was purposefully like this because they're already my students. They're already our audience. They already want to work with us. So there's none of that. It's a no sales pitch conference. So it's a real estate wealth business conference, 3 days. It's an annual conference. This year it's in St. Louis. We want you to come. If you use the promo code podcast, we'll give you 10% off of your pass. But it's so amazing. It's 3 days of 50 plus of my friends. Dixon, you're going to be speaking there as well. All of us investors coming together to teach, not to sell, to educate, to teach, to have fun, to party together. It's such an amazing event where it's all like-minded investors coming together. This is our third year doing it. We're going to have it annually, but it's all about the investor, the individual. So you listening to watching this, teaching you about how to take care of your assets, how to buy real estate, how having gold and silver is a great part of your portfolio. So the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, if you go to REWBCON, RubeCon, it's the abbreviation of the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, REWBCON.com, and use the promo code podcast, we'll give you 10% off your pass. Yeah, so the conference is amazing for you. In fact, here's the reason why I do this, Dixon. I make my money through real estate, and I have extra time, and I started realizing I enjoyed teaching people how to invest. Then with that, I get so much more fulfillment in life. When I bought my first property, it was an accomplishment, but I didn't really feel fulfilled. When I quit my job, it was an accomplishment, but I didn't feel fulfilled. I felt like I had to keep doing it. when I started teaching people, just like you teach people how to invest in real estate, or sorry, in gold, when I got my first student to buy their first property, I felt fulfilled. I helped another human being get something that they really, really want. Now, hundreds of, almost thousands of students now later, I've now made it my goal to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. My podcast for free, my YouTube channel for free, the obviously come to the conference, you have to pay for the hotel, so you got to pay for your ticket, but everything is just given away for you. We want you to invest in real estate. That's my whole goal, just to give out as much, because I found, Dixon, that serving more people in life makes their lives better and makes my life better. So I just figure out more ways to serve more people.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful. It's a beautiful vision. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on our channel. This has been a really fun conversation. We actually were able to cover everything that I wanted to cover, which is pretty amazing, because usually we don't. We run out of time. So I appreciate,
I talk fast.
I appreciate you coming on. We will drop the links that Dustin mentioned in the description, so be sure to check out RubeCon if that's of interest to you. Dustin, again, just want to thank you for your time. Thank you for being a client of Monetary Metals. And I look forward to seeing you next week.
Awesome, Dixon. Thanks a lot, buddy.
This episode was brought to you by Monetary Metals. Monetary Metals is a different kind of gold company. Others buy and sell gold. Monetary Metals operates the Gold Yield Marketplace, a platform of products that offer a yield on gold paid in gold to investors and institutions, and are gold financing simplified. Reliable financing denominated in gold with a built-in hedge for gold-using and gold-producing businesses. To learn more, visit www.monetary-metals.com. See you next time.